This is BI Radio.
Hi, I'm Delaney Turner with IBM. And today I'm talking to Bob Melk. Bob is the publisher of CIO. Bob, welcome to BI Radio.
Thank you, Delaney. Thank you.
How would you characterize the job of the CIO given today's IT and business climate?
The good news for any CIO today is that the value that they offer within their organization and, frankly, their team has truly arrived today. IT is truly expected to be the driver of innovation over the next year, the driver of business innovation. That means that the CIO has arrived in terms of the value they offer. It also means that under today's economic pressures, which are extreme, the spotlight is really going to be shining on them to make sure that they do achieve what they have, you know, I think for years, frankly, claimed IT could do for the business. So, you know, getting away from the idea that IT is seen as a cost center and moving toward the idea that IT is here to innovate the business and to create new revenue streams and so on. But the challenge they're going to face, of course, is while they have the sort of blessing from all hands in the enterprise that IT is there to innovate, they're only going to be able to do that within a restricted budget, right?
So with the pressure to innovate, what are they cutting?
By and large, what they are going to do is they are going to postpone some discretionary, I put that in quotations, IT projects. What they're doing in concert with it is considering alternative IT models. So what they're not doing is they're not, at this point, by and large, most are not reducing headcount. Now, some people are a little surprised by that, but what I will add is that while they're not reducing headcount, they are looking to cut the spending on contractors and consultants.
Right.
They are looking to, certainly, to restrict travel of their teams. I mean, we're all facing that restriction, right?
Yep.
And then they're also looking at hiring, I'm sorry, freezing the hiring of IT. But the reason I don't think we're seeing a lot of reduction of the headcount in IT is because, frankly, we never got to fat in the first place, right? And so there's not really that ability to cut unless you're going to hit bone, right? So considering alternative models that will help them to offset sort of the ongoing services and support that they need and allow them to innovate so that they can grow the business.
Now let's look at the other side of the coin now. Half of the CIO's remaining investments, the money that they do have to spend, your research says that they're dedicated to enabling business process innovation, as you said, and top-line growth. So with the money that they have left, what kind of technologies are they still investing in?
There's a lot of items that bubble up to the top, such as the cloud, virtualization. Unified communications has also gotten big because of the travel restrictions out there. Software as a service, web services, green IT, but green as it relates to cost savings.
Okay.
So how are they going to deal with that? And that's obviously something that the cloud has the potential to help us to resolve in some measure. So those are just a few of the technologies that I think are high on their list.
Your research shows that the percentage of CIOs with a contingency plan this year increased nearly 10 percentage points. But they're obviously reacting to what's how their business has been affected and how the economy is going. How long do you think they intend to follow with the plans that they put in place? And do they have a next move? Or what are they looking for? You know, what does a recovery look like?
When you're talking about risk mitigation, that really is the game that CIOs are having to balance against the need, the desire, and the drive from all areas of the business to innovate. They really, it is a balancing game between risk mitigation and business innovation. So I think that, you know, depending upon the company, depending upon the industry that they're focused in, we're going to see those plans go into play. If conditions continue to deteriorate, I really do think they're going to go back to the drawing board again and again to look at ways to optimize. But what is reassuring in my mind is that the research does support the idea that CIOs are still focused on ROI. To your point, they're still focused on top-line revenue growth And I really don't think that's going to change. I think the role of the CIO has definitively moved in that direction, moved away from the idea of IT as a cost center. Mm-hmm. IT has become so ubiquitously intertwined in everything we sell and every way we communicate with our customers that the idea that IT would would be an innovative department for the business as a whole is not gonna end.
Mm-hmm. Would it be fair to say then that they do have that seat at the executive table now?
Absolutely. In fact, according to the State of the CIO report, 74% of CIOs this year in that survey base said that they did have a seat at the table.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that what we've seen is that number continues to grow each year. But more important than having that seat at the table, which, last year it was 70, the year before it was 65. So the numbers have always been strong, or at least for the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, what are they going to do with it?
Right.
As I said at the beginning of this conversation, this is their chance to prove or to really blow the value that IT brings to the table by not being reactive.
Mm-hmm.
If they get caught up in we just have to keep cutting our staff, we just have to keep cutting, instead of trying to sort of step back and be strategic and thoughtful and find ways to, yes, offset some costs, but in the balance, still innovate.
Mm-hmm.
If they're not able to do that, then I don't think they're going to be long to that job.
Right.
I do think we're going to see those CIOs that sort of maintain a reactive and sort of operational focus are not going to be long to the job.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned skills, and you've seen that some CIOs will succeed. What skills do you think a CIO needs to survive?
The skills that are most critical right now, and this is probably obvious because of what we've said so far today, but
mm-hmm.
the skills that are most critical are the business skills.
Right.
They are the soft skills. They are the ability to be strategic, and not just strategic in terms of what they're thinking about within the construct of IT, strategic in terms of the business value. What is it that my company needs to achieve? I'm fascinated by the conversations that I have today versus the conversations we had with CIOs, 3, 4, 5 years ago. There's so much more focus
mm-hmm.
on what the true challenges are for their business, not the business of IT, but the business that they're in, whether
mm-hmm.
it be retail or manufacturing or energy and so forth. That's where they need to be focused, and the soft skills that will help them to communicate effectively and sell the other CXOs on what opportunities, would be best to pursue. Their ability to, inspire their team to march in the same direction, to have the same agenda
mm-hmm.
as the business itself, and to not, to shy away from being siloed or being reactive
mm-hmm.
Are critical skills. These are all the sort of soft skills that, frankly, any business leader in this environment is going to need to survive and thrive.
Mm-hmm. Innovation, tough economic times, and big challenges for the CIO. Bob Melk, publisher of CIO, thanks for talking with us today.
You're so welcome.
Feeling the heat? Go from the hot seat to the driver's seat with IBM Cognos 8v4, the latest release of the IBM Cognos Performance Management Platform. Inform, engage, and align your business users with new dynamic dashboards, dimension management, and many other innovations. Get into the driver's seat today. Visit cognos.com/driver's seat. That's cognos.com/driver's seat.
Insights on performance management from the people who shape the industry.